For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. President Trump has changed his mind. Officials had said he was planning to have the U.S. sign on to a communique after a big economic summit in Canada, but now he tweets he won't. The president says the Canadian Prime Minister made false statements about a growing trade dispute after the meeting.
I told the president that we would be moving forward with retaliatory equivalent tariffs as of July 1st, and he expressed to me that he thought that would be a mistake.
Mr. Trump says the United States has been treated unfairly by other countries.
It's not a question of, I hope it changes. It's going to change 100%. And tariffs are going to come way down because we people cannot continue to do that. We're like the piggy bank that everybody's robbing, and that ends.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Wayne Allen Root for Bullet Blocker. I love these guys. Sometimes you find a product and you go, wow, why didn't I think of that? Trained as an Army Ranger and former Deputy Sheriff, Joe Curran invented the world's first bulletproof backpack. Now Joe has built a successful Made in the USA company that offers bullet-resistant products for your most precious asset, your children. Backpacks, bulletproof clothing, vests, briefcase, and more. Bullet Blocker gives your kids the gift of life. Stylish clothing that protects like police body armor. Go to bulletblocker.com and enter code WAR to save 10%. That's bulletblocker.com, bulletblocker.com.
I used to wonder why people took their own pillows into the hotels with them till I got a MyPillow, and I go everywhere with mine. Stays cool all night, keeps its shape, 60-day money-back guarantee, and a 10-year warranty made in the USA. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the 4-pack special, enter promo code USA. You get 2 MyPillow premium pillows, 2 go-anywhere pillows for half off. Go to MyPillow.com or call 1-800-951-8175. Use promo code USA.
A U.S. service member died and 4 others sustained injuries on Friday during a firefight with al-Shabaab militants in Somalia, according to military officials. The service members, along with Somali National Security Forces and the Kenyan Defense Force, came under attack in southern Somalia's Jubaland Autonomous Region. The names of the casualties were withheld pending notification of next of kin. Military officials said about 800 forces were conducting an operation to clear al-Shabaab militants about 200 miles from Mogadishu at the time of the attack. In Mesa, Arizona, an independent investigation is coming after police were shown on video beating a suspect and roughing up a teen. Police Chief Ramon Batista.
Let me be crystal clear. I'm angry and I'm deeply disappointed by what I saw in those videos. It's unacceptable. And it needs to stop immediately.
This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Sad news from a conservative journalist saying he only has a few weeks to live. With more on the story, here's USA's Chris Barnes.
Columnist and longtime Fox News contributor Charles Krauthammer saying that he's in the final stages of a losing battle with cancer. The 68-year-old Pulitzer Prize winner has been missing from Fox News' special report for nearly a year now as he's been battling an abdominal tumor and subsequent complications. Krauthammer graduated from Harvard Medical School in 1975 from his hospital bed after he was recovering from a diving accident that left him a quadriplegic. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Nearly 600 homes on Hawaii's Big Island have been destroyed so far by the eruption at Mount Kilauea, according to authorities. Hawaii County Mayor Harry Kim, whose home was among those lost, said the increased toll makes the Kilauea eruption the most catastrophic event in the state's history. The most recent eruption included new lava flows through Kapoho Beach lots and vacation land that destroyed nearly 500 homes. Hawaii Governor David Ige signed a memo to free up $12 million in immediate disaster relief to pay for police, fire, public works, and civil defense personnel. The money will also help with equipment needed for evacuations and rebuilding. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.